Good morning. This is Chris Baum from Hilltop Baptist Church in Newport, Tennessee, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. I want you, if you have your Bibles with you, some of you may be driving down the road, and it wouldn't be a good idea to open up your Bible while you're driving, but we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3, and the verses of Scripture will be starting off in verse 5. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And just a couple short verses in the Bible. It reminds me of like in John 3:16, I get so upset sometimes when people get this mentality that John 3:16 is for the children. It is probably the most condensed and powerful verse in the Bible, and it is not for children. It is very deep and meaningful. And that's the way this verse is here. Listen to how it starts. Trust in the Lord. Let me ask you today, who might you be trusting in? Or what might you be trusting in? In this crazy world that we live in today, there are many things that this lost and dying world can trust in. Probably one of the most popular is money, wealth, what money can buy. And it is so empty because your money is going to go sometime. And not only that, but how many times has a person bought a new car or bought a new house or bought a new suit or a new dress or something along those lines, and within hours or within days of buying something, the thrill seems to be gone. Money cannot satisfy you. Things of this earth cannot satisfy you, no matter how tempting they might seem, no matter how important they might seem. It will be short-lived. It will not last long. I can tell you from experience that when you trust in the Lord, and when you are definitely a born-again believer, you definitely get saved, there's absolutely no way that you can get saved without trusting in the Lord. But as a born-again believer, it is your obligation. One of the best things that you can possibly do is to trust in the Lord every day. From the time you wake up till the time that you go to bed, you should be putting your trust in the Lord. And this is what happens. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. We know that it would be very easy, and it is easy in these times that we live in, to figure it out. How many people do you know that they seem to think that they can figure everything out? They can, I've actually seen some people foolish enough to say that they understand God, okay? Well, you can understand God's word, you can learn about his word, but his ways are not our ways. We will never understand or even be able to put ourselves up with God as long as we're on this side of heaven. The Bible says that when we get to heaven, that we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. But while we're here on this earth, we have to quit trying to lean on our own understanding. Quit trying to figure it out on our own. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I get concerned sometimes in my own life, and when I see other Christians, I get concerned sometimes when I stop and think about how many times we pass up opportunities every day for what the Lord might have for us. And that is the last part of that verse. And he shall direct thy paths. The Lord wants you to have direction. He has a purpose for your life. And that purpose for your life is, first of all, to be saved. Okay? That is a very important thing. It is not a important thing. It is the most important thing that you will ever do. And the Lord wants you in the right way. He wants you to be spirit-filled so that you can allow him to live his life through you. It is not you living your life through him. It is him living his life through you. We will mess it up every time. Every time that we try to do it our way, we will mess it up. And my friend, I don't know if you understand the urgency of the times that we're living in, but this world that we live in is falling apart at the seams. And I don't know if you ever thought of it this way, but I'm talking about years ago. There was enough nuclear weapons on this earth to kill everybody, you know, many times over. And I'm sure today it's even more than it was back then. And, you know, God is not going to allow man to destroy this earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to destroy this earth when it's time for him to do it. And I don't know about you, but death has come to my family a little too often here this last couple years. And when you lose a loved one, it's not fun, okay? And, you know, the terrible thing is when a person dies, they're either going to go to heaven or hell. There's no holding area. There's definitely no such thing as purgatory. When you die, you are either going to be with the Lord, or you're going to go to that awful place called hell. And if you go to that awful place called hell, you will not be able to blame anybody but yourself. God will never allow a person to live a lifetime and die and go to hell without him trying to draw you, without giving you an opportunity to get saved. He does not operate that way. We have a whosoever will God, and it is his awesome privilege, we can often say, well, I wonder why God did it that way. You know, if it were me, I would do it a little differently. Well, that's because you're not God, okay? God has set up standards. He has set up this King James Bible that is very, very clear what happens to a person. And like I say, you know, people might be obsessed with fame and fortune and money and all the things that go along with that, and they might feel like, well, hey, you know, I've got a pretty good life here. I've got a real nice house. I got me some really nice clothes. I've got some nice vehicles. You know, I've kind of made it, you know, like I'm sitting on a plateau right now. Well, I don't care how much money you have or how much wealth you have. If you die without the Lord Jesus Christ and you go to that awful place called hell, you will not enjoy yourself, okay? It is not a place that you will go to, as some people think, where you will have a big party and all this kind of stuff. The Bible says that it is full of torment, and hell is hot. And like I've said many, many times, hell is not a place that you want to be. And it's God's will that none should perish and go to that awful place. So if you're within the sound of my voice today, I would hope that you would stop and think about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he paved a way for you to have salvation through him with his precious blood. But again, on these verses, I just, you know, for the Christian person, for the man, woman, boy or girl that's truly saved, you have an awesome responsibility to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Again, in these verses, in verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I don't know how many of you have been in a city that you're not familiar with, or another state that you're not familiar with, and you're a long way from home, and all of a sudden, all your calculations and all your maps and all the things that you have, find yourself where you don't have a clue where you are. If you're 10 miles from your house, that's not a real big problem. But if you are a long ways off, it is a big problem. And all you want to do is find the right way to go, okay? And like this verse says, and he shall direct thy paths. I would just like to tell you today that without the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we can do nothing, okay? There is absolutely nothing that we can do without the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're what my former pastor, Clyde Franklin, has said so many times, if you are a ho-hum Christian, if you're just kind of casually going along this path of salvation, and you don't really seem to care about anybody but yourself, and, you know, you don't have this big concern to tell others about Christ. You don't have a big concern to live your life in a way that pleases God. I want to tell you, you know, time as we know it is running out. The clock is winding down, and the next thing to happen on this earth is the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes in the clouds to our, rapture us out of here. There's nothing that needs to happen before that. It could happen at any time. And how are you going to feel if you were one of those ho-hum Christians and you weren't really doing anything? You might think you're doing God a favor by attending church, and you might come to church once or twice a week, and you might sing the hymns and listen to a sermon, and just go home and, you know, ho-hum. How are you going to feel when you see your lost loved ones get heaved into a lake of fire? How are you going to feel when you realize, you know, you might even have somebody say, why didn't you tell me? You were a Christian and you really didn't even tell me. You know, all I can tell you is this, that when Christians get judged, and we will be judged, you could very well have the blood of lost people on your hands. And God's going to hold you accountable, because His word says that we are to go and we are to tell, okay? And if we hide it under a basket, like the Bible says, you know, it is going to be a great loss. So what I would love to get across to you today is trust in the Lord. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your church membership. Don't trust in your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. And how are you going to, first of all, how are you going to trust in the Lord if you're not saved? How are you going to trust in the Lord if you are saved and you're not spirit-filled? You're just absolutely not going to do it. I can tell you for a fact that Jesus Christ is everything. Amen. He is so awesome and so real that He's more real than the nose that's on my face. He's real, and He loves you, and He has a purpose for your life. And the purpose for your life is not to die and go to an awful place called hell. It's to get saved, and it's to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I've said a number of times, you know, just in these last few minutes, that our own understanding, our finite mind, our self-will, our carelessness, our ability to be selfish is a wicked thing. It is a terrible thing for us to have, to be selfish, to not care about this lost and dying world. And I can just tell you that, you know, God does not want you wasting time. He does not want you to carelessly go through this life. You know, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. And in Romans 5:12, the Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. My friend, you can be, you know, I only know two kind of sinners in this world, lost sinners and saved sinners. If you are saved and you say that you don't sin, you're terribly mistaken. We sin, unfortunately, we sin every day. And that repentance that we do after we're saved is just as important as the repentance we did to get saved, okay? And if you do not repent, You cannot be saved. It is a gift from God, and the way you have to look at it is, you can want to go to heaven. You can want to think that the Bible's true. You can want fire insurance. You can want all these things, but when it all boils down to it, if you do not repent, it is impossible for you to get saved. The Bible says in Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." It's just like the changed life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." If your life doesn't change, you don't get saved. But there's a flip side to that. Like, everybody can kind of put on a turn a new leaf, so to speak, or you can say, "Well, I've been doing this wrong for a long time, so now I'm going to do that." But when you get that changed life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not anything that you conjure up. It's not anything that you do. It's what He does. And that's the same way with repentance. It is turning from your sin. And it is a gift of God. So the Bible also says in 2 Corinthians, "Now I rejoice now that ye were made sorry, but ye have sorrowed to repentance, for ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing." And in verse 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness is wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourself, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, the vehement desire, yea, that zeal, yea, that revenge. In all things ye have reproved yourself to be in clear this matter." And, the simple way to look at it is, there's a multitude of people out there that think because they have a Bible, that they think that because they, go to church, that this all kind of sounds good to them, that they're going to somehow make it into heaven. And it's a sad reality that is just absolutely not true. The only way that you can ever get saved is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansing you from your sin, okay? That I can forgive you, and you can forgive me, and we can say, "Hey, I'm sorry that I did that, and I'm sorry that you did that." But the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can take your sin away. The punishment that you were supposed to have at Calvary, or that you were supposed to have, He is the only one that can forgive you of your sin. The Bible also tells us, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning these promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." What a mouthful that is. And, my concern, and a lot of my friends that I go to church with, and the people at my church and my pastor, we do truly have a concern for the people in this community. You don't really just have to be in my family for me to be concerned about your soul. And, if you don't have a church home, if you are one of the people that might be listening to the radio station, and what you're waiting for is for them to go back to playing music and stuff, and you're thinking, well, I don't know if I really want to hear this preaching. Well, let me just ask you a question. Is your sin worth going to hell for? Is you not allowing the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from your sin, is that worth dying and going to hell for? I don't think so. And like we see so many times over and over again, it's like water off a duck's back. People today, for the most part, they don't want to hear about the Bible. They don't want to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear about hell. They just want entertainment. They just want to have their own selfish ways. And what I can tell you is that if you do not get saved, if you allow yourself to die and not be forgiven of your sins by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go to that awful place called hell. And again, Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And I would just like to tell you today that God loves you, and he has a purpose for your life, and that purpose for your life is that you would be saved. And again, the best thing that anybody can do in this world is to get saved. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 2:17, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for sins of the people." The only way that your sin can ever be forgiven is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin."